Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of There's a You in Success. I'm Debbie Loosberg, your host. Thanks so much for joining me today. You know, if you've listened here before, you remember that we have an ongoing discussion about what success means and the varying meanings of it that people adopt and go after, the goals that they set, et cetera. And I hope what you've realized is that it's a very personal thing. It's a very personal definition. You know, a lot of us go after the things, the bright and shiny objects, the new house, the bank, big bank account, the new wardrobe, and that's fine. That's fine. What I would add to that, and what we talk about on the show continuously, is to work on that inner success as well, ways to improve yourself, ways to build up your talents and skills, and inside, working on your confidence, working on your communication skills, working on your attitude and your outlook. Those kinds of things are, in my opinion, more important than those bright and shiny objects, much more important. Now, yes, let's go after those bright and shiny things because those are fun, right? As I've mentioned before, as our focus shifts to working on ourselves and attaining success inside and feeling that through our emotions and feeling it when we wake up in the morning and our outlook as we look forward to a new day, that takes over and those things become less important. Although, yes, they're still fun and we can all still have those. Today I want to talk about a little bit more about this inner self-improvement. And sometimes that just requires taking a breath, maybe sleeping on a decision that's coming up for us instead of jumping too quickly. And sometimes that taking a breath before we say yes or no can be a real key to our success. So humor me today as I talk about the bird world and adopting a bird's eye view. Hey, you guys, come on over here. The eats are great at the Loosbergs. I imagine that's what frequent visitors to my backyard say, as evidenced by the quickly emptied bird feeders. I make trips to the local warehouse store weekly to replenish. Aside from their healthy appetites, I've had a recent fascination with these guys. Hawks, scrub jays, falcons, hummingbirds, orioles, mockingbirds, doves, pigeon, crows, and of course the sparrows and the robins, they all visit my backyard on a regular basis. The hawks, for instance, know which branches to hide out on. Then the pigeons know when to come down from the roof for ground-level eating when it's safe. Orioles know where the nectar feeders are. Jays know exactly how to swoop into the peanut holder. And crows know how to steal peanuts and soften them up in the bird bath. Amazing. What's going on in those little bird brains? Well, I mean that most respectfully. But how do they know these things? They have somehow pinpointed my yard as the place to come for meeting all their needs. Must be something to do with that sky-high bird's eye view. I imagine they've seen all the treats and the huge, in bird size, crowds from their high vantage point. I'm guessing they've surveyed other neighborhood options and decided that the Loosbergs have some of the best amenities around. Now, of course, I'm assuming all this so as to explore the benefit of we humans adopting more of a bird's eye view, which can give us more patience, the ability to weigh pros and cons, an improved sense of timing, better health and well-being, and maybe even more money in the bank. Let me explain with a story. Many years ago, after a day at the office with a fun, outgoing, spontaneous coworker, I announced to my husband, guess what she got? One of those cool, knockoff, fancy watches. I'm going to get one, too. It looks like the real thing, and it'll make me look, you know, successful. Well, in his quiet, sage-like, sometimes aggravating manner, without even barely looking up from what he was doing, probably researching or calculating or something smart like that, he said, why don't you just save your money and buy the real thing later? You mean delay my immediate happiness? You mean not spend the dollars burning a hole in my wallet right now? You mean not get that cute fake watch ever? He had, and still has, the knack for seeing with a bird's eye view, looking at the whole picture as if from high above. It's the viewpoint of not settling for instant gratification when there might be something bigger and better in the future. Well, I did let go of that cool, fake, fancy watch by taking his comment to heart, which was really easy after my coworker told me it broke soon after she bought it. Cheap thing. I didn't ever buy the fancy real thing either, which I eventually lost interest in, but I got the beginnings of an invaluable life lesson that's carried me through. By not impulsively acting on, buying, saying, or doing everything I think is the best idea at a particular moment, especially when I'm cluttered with confusion or stressed, I hold out for bigger, better possibilities. Most of the time, that is. Shoe sale, anyone? Adopting a bird's eye view helps me to think a little further down the line and be open to future, bigger, and better possibilities, some of which will be total surprises. I have a better appreciation for sleeping on it, weighing the pros and cons, and even a little Excel spreadsheet comparison. By saying no now, albeit reluctantly many times, I can say a resounding yes, this for sure. Sometimes it's uncomfortable and irritating even, and I'm not always successful. Shoe sales, remember. But I've made some really good choices by thinking this way, which have had great long-term payoffs, and I bet you have too. What's possible for us and our lives is a whole lot bigger and better than we're currently thinking. By looking at the whole picture, from way up above, we can make wiser like an owl, purposeful like a jay, and effortless like a hummingbird, darn good choices. So as you're going about your week and you encounter these opportunities to make a decision, and it might involve spending some money that you had other intentions for, or taking a new job, or taking a trip all of a sudden, take some time and weigh your pros and cons. I know it is difficult many times because it feels like it's so much fun and we love to be spontaneous. Just try it out. Pick one thing that comes your way. And if you have the time, and if you are able, and if you need a little time to decide and research and evaluate, do this exercise. Sleep on it. That's all you have to do. Tell the person asking you if that's the case, let me get back to you tomorrow. Let me get back to you at the end of the day. Sleep on it. Get a bigger view. See how it fits in with the plan you have for your life. So there you have a little bit of wit and wisdom to carry you through. I hope you got something to ponder, to think about as new decisions and new opportunities come your way. We all get to decide. We all get to make up our own definition of success, and it's very, very personal. It can involve a bright and shiny object like a watch, or it can involve making a carefully thought out decision, saying no when people expect us to say yes, but doing what's right for ourselves. Please connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, even Google+. Contact me if you'd like to have some other discussions around this topic. Do visit my website, debbieluseberg.com, to learn more about my training, coaching services. There's something very important there I'd like to bring your attention to as well. It's called a Dream Team Mastermind Group. If you're curious about accountability and how that can help you and move you forward in your goals, take a look at the Dream Team page and see if you've got some friends or some part of an organization that you belong to that might like to form a mastermind group. Be happy to talk with you that more. Remember, there is not one thing you need to add to yourself. You only need to uncover what's already inside that inner success, those places that you can shore up and improve. Take a breath, look inside, assess, build your confidence, and then get out there and accomplish what it is you're here to do. For long-term, steady success, it all begins inside. It begins with our thinking and being aware of our thoughts, the choices we make, and the actions we take. Your success starts with you, your thoughts about it, your choices, your actions, And remember, there's a you in success, in that unique, amazing, creative, the one and only you. Until next time, choose to have a great week.